I was, she answered, standing over the dragon's eggs that Illyrio had given her when she wed. She touched one, the largest of the three, running her hand lightly over the shell. Black and scarlet, she thought, like the dragon in my dream. The stone felt strangely warm beneath her fingers. Or was she still dreaming? She pulled her hand back nervously. From that hour onward, each day was easier than the one before it. Her legs grew stronger, her blisters burst, and her hands grew calloused. Her soft thighs toughened, supple as leather. The Carl had commanded the handmaid Iri to teach Danny to ride in a Dothraki fashion, but it was the filly who was the real teacher. The horse seemed to know her moods as if they shared a single mind. With every passing day, Danny felt surer in her seat. The Dothraki were a hard and unsentimental people, and it was not their custom to name their animals. So Danny thought of her only as the Silver. She had never loved anything so much. As the riding became less an ordeal, Danny began to notice the beauties of the land around her. She rode at the head of the Khalasar with Drogo and his blood riders, so she came to each country fresh and unspoiled. Behind them the great horde might tear the earth and muddy the rivers and send up clouds of choking dust, but the fields ahead of them were always green and verdant.